Hi there, everybody, and welcome to our first Astral Healing Circle of 2026. It's really interesting to talk about this as being the first circle of 2026 because it doesn't feel like the new year for me, personally. The new year begins, there's a new year that begins with the solstice in December, but really for me, it's the lunar new year. So it'll be around the 17th of February this year. Also, of course, spring, Celtic spring, is the 1st of February. And so that's why we have launched Sacred Story, our workshop, on the 1st of February, Midwifing Your Year with Moon Magic. We love the moon. You know that Valen and I have been pretty much moon people for many, many years, have done a number of journals that we published. And this year, we're focused on your natal moon energy and using that as a kind of key to open up your feminine power, your divine feminine power, to work with your personal astrology and develop some good, strong intentions and powerful magic, really, to walk you through. Dance you through maybe 2026. And so we're calling it your sacred story because there are sacred pieces of you, some of which we're going to explore tonight, that will be woven into your story for the year. And not all of the sacred pieces are necessarily your favorite or necessarily the mo you know the biggest shining part. Sometimes your sacred parts can be the parts that you've pushed away or the parts that you ignore or the parts that are you've made small. We're going to talk about that a little bit tonight. And we're going to look at all of that in the workshop. And also, as I was just talking about a couple of moments ago, we're going to then have a series of sacred support circles that are going to happen after this circle, which will be part of the Sacred Story workshop. So if you're part of that group, you will be welcome to join us anytime, and you can pop in and out if you like. There will be support emails every month and resources every month and a ritual every month. And we will be doing energy work within the circle as well to really help you hold for your intentions and to dance out your year with some grace, because it's going to be a powerful, masculine, young energy type of year with lots of air and fire. Unlike the energy we're in at this moment, which is full of earth and water. And that is really, I think, a really interesting counterbalance, a really interesting setup for the new year. Valen is going to walk us through that. And first of all, she's going to share the Zora channeled message that, Valen can tell you more about it. I'm going to let her do that.
And I'm
Valen,
just
you
going
go
to
for it.
add to the sacred story that I'm going to add to the sacred story that you didn't mention is that each time we do the circle, I'll have everyone's charts because everyone's going to have different experiences throughout the whole year. What's something getting triggered? So we can guide you with your personal astrology as things come up. Like some months might be intense for one person and not so much for another. So that's just part of, you can ask questions or, if you're feeling into something's going on, then that will be an opportunity to kind of get that personal touch. So that was. So here is the message from Zora for this group for this month. Oh, and sorry. Zora is a soul collective that I channel, and we started this many, many years ago. So we do a channeling every month, bringing forth a message, and I just ask for whatever is appropriate for this group at this time. So for those who haven't been with us before, greetings. As you embark on the initiation of your calendar year, recognize that this year will be like no other. There is much that will transform over the course of this year, but you are planting the seeds right now for what will manifest. For each of you personally, your path aligns to your own unique way of being in your material world. Each one of you must follow your own path. But know that it is of great assistance at this time to have your own support system in whatever way works for you. As you strive to be your own unique self, acknowledge it is not a time to do this on your own. Find those that celebrate your uniqueness, that allow you to explore who you are, and know that this leads to a new unfolding of your authentic self, which will begin to take form over this year. Honor the challenge this presents. Acknowledge the courage it takes to walk this path, and know that you are never alone. You are assisted, you are guided, you are loved. There are many who walk this path with you, and you can ask for their help always.
I love that message. I love all of Zora's messages. I find them to be consistently so uplifting, supportive, encouraging. Valen pointed out, of course, how Aquarian this particular message is, as it speaks with that sort of depth of connecting not only with tribe, but really that uniqueness, right? This will be a year like no other. Very much in alignment, as always, with Grandmother, who is channeled by our beloved Lori Wilson, and she was leading our circle, as many of you were there last night at Inner Wisdom Circle. And I chuckled when I saw the message, because I thought, Grandmother and Zora have been chatting again.
Behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes. Yeah, love that.
Very funny.
Love
and
that.
I did the channeling before we did this, before we had circle last night. So I didn't know exactly what the theme she had said the theme was. And there we are.
Yeah.
Anyways,
love
so
it.
Totally
love
in
it.
Line.
Yeah. So before we get started, let's just take a moment to sink into the energy of this beautiful message, really feel that sense of peacefulness and being held. This feeling of being assisted and guided and loved. So beautiful. Perhaps take your hand, one hand, place it on your heart center and close your eyes if that feels good to you. And as you exhale, drop your energy down into your seat and then down a little bit further through the legs and into the feet and into the earth. As you're aware of your energy moving down into the earth, move a little bit further beyond that initial crust, the soft earth, into that harder mantle. Go beyond that and move into that crystalline center. And just settle there. Really feel how you are an earthling. You are made of earth stuff. You resonate with her, how alive she is, taking this moment to breathe with her. And perhaps leaving whatever busyness your day brought, leaving that behind and settling into this moment. And as we settle into this moment, I'm going to ask for your implicit permission to do energy work with you today during this circle, only during this circle, not afterwards. And if for whatever reason, and you don't need to tell me what that reason is, but if for whatever reason you're not feeling it, and you're just not interested in having me do energy work with you today remotely, then just pop it into the chat and you're well, just say no thanks. And you can put that into a personal message to me in the chat or the group chat, whatever you prefer. And I will make sure that you are not included. Otherwise, you will be included with love either way.
So, as much as the new year, we often think, you know, that oh, the new year starts and here we are and it's something new. This month is really interestingly divided in some ways into first half and second half. And the first half is still planning for the new, preparing for our next chapter. And what is happening, particularly at the first half of the month, is that there's a real emphasis on the Capricorn energies. Lots and lots of planets piling up in Capricorn. And Capricorn is about it's about our ambition, it's about structure, it's about our own integrity, it's about our commitment, it's a responsibility, it's about our work in the world. And it's, in astrology, it's the status quo. It's the past. It's the old structures. But it's also the place where we show up and say we need to do something real in this world. So what's happening at the beginning of the month, we're in the old in some ways, the past, the old structures, and we are moving into second half is in all these planets move into Aquarius, this big lineup of planets. That's the future. So we've got a really interesting divide. So the beginning of this month, we are still, as Sasha said, we're still, there's a lot of water and air happening. And we're actually having this little window, couple more weeks, where we can be dreaming in what we want to manifest. And also with all this Capricorn energy, actually planning. Actually thinking about what do I want to manifest? Or, and it doesn't have to be concrete, but it's that sense of I feel the future, I feel the anticipation, I'm not quite there, I feel something coming. And there may be actual practical things that need to be set in place now. And so it's really important at this time to be really intentional about what we are starting. And because what we're creating now, what we're about to create in 2026, which once again hasn't happened, it's all this new energy. So all we can do is feel what we want to create because we're not living this new energy yet. This is still to come, starting this month, towards the end of the month. So there's a place where knowing that what we're going to be creating for ourselves is for the long term. That's the Capricorn. This is going to last. It's going to be structural for us. There's a new structure that we're creating for ourselves. And so there's a piece where we want to be really cautious and discerning about what we want to initiate, just to be conscious of, oh, that feels like a great thing. And Capricorn is very realistic. So it's like, is that realistic? Is that really what I want? Reality check. Is that really what I want to start? Or is it just kind of this idea that's beginning? And there may be lots of kind of dreams that in the end will just kind of dissipate. We may not act on all of them. We may not act on many of them. We're in this place right now. And so part of this is deciding where we're going to put our energy. And that's a piece where that's very, in some ways, that's very practical. So where it aligns with our self, with our soul purpose, the place that we're walking into now, what do we want to become? This is a time to really examine, do I want to be putting my energy there? There may be places where, you may literally feel this is draining me. This is the time to start to say, you know what, that doesn't really work for me anymore. And I don't want to carry it forward into all these new energies that we're going to be experiencing this year. So it's really a time to kind of drop into that and to be really realistic and responsible to ourselves. Because there may be places where we're carrying things that actually aren't ours to carry. And this is the time, that's the place to be realistic and to step into our own authority and our own maturity around, you know what, that's actually not mine. And it's not something I want to bring into this new cycle. So there's pieces here. And even as I say that, that's a piece where there's a letting go. That may be a challenge to say, I can't carry whatever pattern I've been carrying that may be assisting other people, whatever that is. This is the time to really own up to it and take responsibility for yourself. This is a big step. And there may be lots of old patterns around either self-judgment, feel of failure, the kind of that's the Capricorn. Oh, I should have achieved this by now. Like, what's wrong with me? I haven't done this. Or if I try that, I'm not going to be able to succeed because I didn't succeed in the past. Those kind of inner stories that we tell ourselves. Once again, this is a place to pay attention. And it's that sense of compassion with, yeah, I hear that, but I don't need to carry that forward. I can actually start to unravel the patterns so that, as things start to speed up and move forward and become manifest over the course of this year, you can start to recognize where, you may actually be stepping into these old patterns. That's the place where then you can let them go when you see them. And the other piece about the beginning of this year, Capricorn It's ruler Saturn, take a long time to develop. So right in this moment, and even for the next couple of weeks, there may be things going on and there's lots of dynamic stuff I'm going to talk about, but there may be a place where it's like, I'm not doing anything yet. Like, wait a second. Like, yeah, I should be into 2026. I should be moving into the future, but right now we're building a new foundation for ourselves, and to make that solid, to make that stable for us to fly this year, it takes time. So there's a place right now for the next couple of months or next couple of weeks, even as, you know, we step into new energies a little bit, or I'll say prepare for new energies, then we just have to give ourselves a break to still be in the dream and still be in that sense of preparing to make our dreams real. That's kind of the essence of the first half of the month.
Okay, so just a reminder that the format that we use in Circle is that Belen does a piece of astrological teaching so that we can be aware of some of the key energies and frequencies that we're working with in a particular time zone. Oftentimes it pushes into a different calendar month, but focusing at this point on where we're at right now. And we want to pull out this piece this evening about being discerning about what you initiate. So the discernment piece, what are you going to initiate? And the question for you, the prompt or the consideration is, what desire or desires feel mature for you or grounded or ready to take form? Not that they've taken form, not that they are taking form. You may not have even taken in any type of step toward building them in any way, but do they feel ready as opposed to something you feel like you're chasing? So, one of the things that we're talking about a lot as we get into the new year is the energy of fire and air that we're going to be working with. Lots of Gemini, Aquarius, and Aries energy this year, and some Leo as well. So, lots of fire and air, lots of masculine, yang energy. Lots of action-focused energy. So we're not there yet. And don't let anybody tell you that we are, because we're not. And that's why your body is like going, right? Because we're not there. And going on vacation now is a perfect time, right? I've got a client who's going off to Portugal. Perfect time. So what we want to do is we want to feel into what feels ready, what feels ripe. I'm mixing my metaphors. What feels ready to take form? And anything that you feel like you have to chase or grasp at or strive really hard to get to, can you leave that alone for a bit to see if it comes closer? See if it comes to you. Just see what happens. We want to initiate from alignment and a deeper knowing of what's truly ours to tend. So just make a note for yourself. And if you have one word that describes the desire that's feeling ripe and ready for you, throw it in the chat for me. If you're feeling like there's something you've been chasing that you're ready to let go of or that you want to be able to let go of, put chasing and then your word or your phrase. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to balance you to hold for the thing that you're desiring that feels ripe and mature. And it can be more than one thing. Absolutely. You can have five things. You can have 10 things. If you're that type of person and you're going to do 10 things this year, good on you. So, however many things, but at least one thing, throw it in the chat. One word. If you want to do it to me personally, if it's a personal thing for you and you want to do it to me personally, no worries. And while Valen walks us through the next layer, I'm going to be doing energy work to balance you to hold for what it is that you want or let go of what it is you don't want to be chasing anymore. So go for it. You're muted, honey.
There we go. I keep forgetting. The first half, this is really central to the first half of the month as well, although it absolutely, what I'm going to describe, there's pieces of this that follow through for the whole month and beyond. So what is happening in the sky is a triangle that's called a T-square, and it is a dynamic, a little bit pressure-filled, but I don't mean that, activating, that's a better word, activating energy that makes you want to take action in some form. And the point at the top of the triangle that we're going to be working with over the course of this time is the planet Chiron, which is around our core wounds, our deep healing, our vulnerability in who we are, as well as Eris, which is a catalyst for stepping up to what's right for us, standing up to this is who I am. I'm reclaiming pieces of myself. It's a disruptor, but the disruptor is always to say, this is what's fair and righteous, what's right for me. So it's in Aries, and it's about this is who I am. And over the course of this month, January 2nd, a couple of days ago, Chiron turned direct, and it has been retrograde since the summer. So since the summer, there's been this opportunity to kind of examine any sense of what does it mean to be me? How do I step into myself? How do I show up for myself in a new way? Where have I not done that? And Eris, as of January 11th, so it's only a couple of days away, is the spiritual warrior. It's the sister of Mars, the warrior spirit, the feminine warrior that says, hang on, I can do this. Like, I can really stand up for myself. And there's a place where there's different planets that involve that there's a heart-centeredness around this. So how do we connect to our heart center and show up for ourselves in with our courage? So what's happening as Chiron particularly goes direct over the course since the summer, there may be pieces that come up where you have had some sort of insights, some self-awareness, some self-acceptance, some examination of, oh, you know, there I am. There's that spark of who I am, or little steps where you've taken that are just like, you know, I'm just doing this for me. Not, I don't mean in a selfish way. I mean in a way that this is what I need to do for myself. No one else can do this. No one else can show me how to do it. I need to follow this. And Aries is about courage. It's about taking those steps courageously. So Chiron going direct in on January 2nd, moving forward means we're moving forward into that energy. And we are also integrating any pieces that we've learned over the last 5 months. And this to me is more accentuated because it is about to leave Aries this year. So there's a piece where, once again, this year we're in a change of energy. So there's always, before planets change a sign, you always start to get feel, okay, I gotta resolve this. There's things to be resolved. There's things that I need to work on now while we're at the end of the sign. In this case, Aries, I am the divine I am. With Eris moving in and moving direct, this is a time to stand up for who we truly are. And that's where we chart our path for 2026. But the 2026 path, as anyone who's been with us for the last almost 2 years, we are starting something where we've never been before. We're charting our path in a way that's never happened before. So there's a courage to this, there's an individuality. There's that sense of this is what I need to do when I'm truly standing up for myself. So that piece is happening, particularly, this is at the beginning of the month, the first couple of weeks, but this just carries forward. And over the course of this, since the summer, Jupiter has been in Cancer. Jupiter expands everything. And in Cancer, it's how do we nurture ourselves? So there's a place where there's a lot of emotional wisdom that we have gained. There's information. Jupiter's a teacher. Jupiter shows us truths. There's a lot has come through our own emotions. How do we nurture ourselves? How do we sustain ourselves as we prepare for the future? And this is in direct opposition. So we've got our How do I nurture myself? And then we've got that Capricorn, which I talked about before. It's like, okay, well, it's time to kind of make plans or take solid steps. Both of these pieces are true at the same time. So as we plan for our future, we need to acknowledge and listen to our own emotional wisdom so we can feel into, oh, this feels right for me, or this really feeds my soul. This nurtures me. And things that don't nurture you, that feel heavy and weighty, those are the pieces that maybe it's time to put them down. So this is part of the dynamic of this triangle that I'm describing. And it's a time to release the old structures. There's the Capricorn piece again, that may have felt safe, that may have felt real, that may have been really supportive over time. But things like what our roles have been in life, what our relationships have been, or how we've been in relationship, any kind of external security that now doesn't fit anymore, and any old expectations of yourself. That's your old stories, your old patterns, your own thought, especially with Capricorn. Oh, I should have achieved this by now. I should have done this. All of those pieces to become really aware of it and to feel into it. There's the Jupiter, to feel into that, especially where any of these become expanded, because that feeling is giving you guidance into what pieces don't fit anymore. Once again, we're moving into a place we've never been, and this is like in human history. These are new pieces that are happening this year that have not, as a collective, occurred in the sky. So we're walking into new energies that no one has walked into before. So there's a piece here where, once again, we may feel emotionally what doesn't feel safe anymore or what doesn't work with us anymore. We've outgrown them in some way. And there's another piece around the courage piece. And with Capricorn and these Aries, the Eris and Chiron, this personal healing, where we can take an actual action, an action step of some that aligns to who we are becoming, to what our emotional wisdom has told us, like to do this in a way that is in integrity with who we are and who we are becoming. And the action part, the triangle, is dynamic. So that triangle, to sort of sort out the inner pressures that can build, this, it's called a cardinal T square. It requires us to take some sort of step, whatever that is. It could even just be, writing, making a list of what might feel good. It might be, joining a group for something. Could be anything. Doesn't matter at all what it is. It has to align to it. But just the sense of, I am taking a step that's going to change the trajectory of my path so that it aligns more with who I am becoming and who I want to become. And to recognize that as we listen to our heart, that's where our choices can allow us to shape the new beginning in a way that's really going to support us, that feels aligned, that feels right, and that brings us into a place where we can act courageously because we feel at our in our heart center that we are stepping into something new in a way that is going to support us to be, in Aries, the true I am, the true sense of this is who I am becoming in this moment. It's a very dynamic time, and the inner tensions of this are what allows us to find the courage to take those steps.
Beautiful. Okay, so today things happened a little bit differently than usual. So instead of having one message for everybody, what I noticed was that there were some common themes amongst you, two or three or four different themes. And so there were some different statements that came out depending on where you're at. So just sharing that in the chat. And go ahead and read that. And if you have any questions or comments at any time, of course, please feel free to either unmute and ask them or just message in the chat or message me directly if you like. So we're moving on now to the second piece. I love this image, by the way, Velen. So good. Belen has many talents. So our focus out of that last piece that Belen shared is to release those outdated structures that we've relied on for safety. And that's a piece, a little bit of what we were just doing with our energy work together. So thinking about your roles, your old relationships, external security, old expectations. And instead, we're going to seek out heart-centered choices. I love this statement at the end, heart-centered choices shape your new beginning. And we've been working on heart-centered choice making, heart-centered intention setting, heart math for many years, in fact, in Inner Wisdom Circle and also here in Astral Healing Circle. So sometimes the heart can suffer. Sometimes the heart can be hurt. Sometimes the heart can struggle. Sometimes we feel like we're too open-hearted. Sometimes we are maybe too generous, too giving ourselves, struggle with boundaries, that sort of thing. And that's where those old roles or relationships really come into play, where we can ask ourselves, where have I been too open? Where would I prefer to be more open? And so the prompt for this piece is what becomes possible when you honor your vulnerability as a form of power. So what's been really interesting is working with clients over the last several weeks, the trapped emotion of vulnerability has come up quite a bit. So vulnerability is in the air. And of course, sitting in all of this earth and water, we're feeling, particularly those of us that have natal moons in water signs. And if any of you know what your natal moon is and you know what sign it's in, then you presumably know what element it is. If you're not sure, feel free to throw it in the chat and we can easily let you know what element your natal moon is in. And that will help you to navigate some of these pieces. So, what becomes possible when you honor your vulnerability as a form of power? If you have a role, a relationship, some sort of expectation that's been hounding you, and you're ready to look at shifting that, changing that. So, some of you have expressed previously that you're looking to, create new things in the new year. If that is feeling limited by an old story that you have, an old role, and you're ready to release that, go ahead and throw that into the chat again, either as in the group or for me personally, and I will support you in releasing that.
So the second part of this month, there's a lot of many planets are moving through Aquarius, the sign of Aquarius. And that starts around January 20th, carries on beyond January, but it switches the focus from, if we think of Capricorn as the old structure, Aquarius is the vision, it's the future, it's this new way of being. And, the way that we work with energy, it's higher frequency. So as this over the course of this month, as we sort of release and find our new way to support ourselves, come the towards the middle of the month, all of a sudden it's like, okay, I'm actually shifting. And this is my way of thinking about this. We may feel more like, we're moving forward into the new towards the end of the month. Not on any specific date or anything, but just the energies may all of a sudden feel open, feel I'm moving into the future. I'm feeling new things. I'm opening up. So right now, towards the middle of the month, we get to shift gears. So part of the importance of the beginning of the month is to dream in, to take our time, to slowly plan, to ground in what's important to us, what's of value to us. So that when this new masculine air energy comes in, We're actually, we have something solid to stand on. And we've been doing all this, you know, we do this all the time, but this is like, okay, this is the shift. It's starting to happen. And as it starts to happen, we need to recognize, okay, well, what I've got a foundation. I know what my foundation is. I know how to ground myself. I know what's going to support me. It becomes really important. And we're about to make these things real, make the future real. It's not quite happening yet. Really, we'll feel more of this into February, but it's beginning. This is the beginning of it. And we want to feel comfortable to open to the higher frequencies because that's what we're moving into. Faster, it'll be a different feeling at times, you know, being open to. You know, I think of higher frequencies, there's a dynamic energy that's coming in that's a bit speedier. There's new openings that are a new information that's going to be flowing into us. So once again, we need to really be able to hold the support that we build at the beginning of the month to allow us to stay grounded because this is going to be made tangible. This is the real thing. This is going to be real. So Aquarius is about the authentic self. It's about the collective, but it's also about the authentic self. And that authentic self, when we are authentic, we uplift the collective. It's all part of the same energy. So when we're true to ourselves, everyone benefits. When we follow our path, accept our uniqueness, everyone benefits. So what is really important now is to start with, okay, now I can align to who I am in my own quirks and my own way of doing things and over my own way of seeing the world, my own perspectives, my own way of expressing ourselves and taking action. And I'm using all, you know, our values, our perspective, our self-expression, our action is because all of these are the planets that are going to be going through Aquarius at the end of the month. That's all the pieces. And they are all connecting to Pluto. Pluto's in Aquarius. Has been in Aquarius, and we've talked about this over the last couple of years because it's Pluto is about our own personal empowerment. It's about us really aligning to our individuality, to stepping into that, to be. So what's happening is as the fast moving planets connect with Pluto, we are being offered an activation for our own personal empowerment. It could come through relationships. It could come through directions that you want to take, through inspiration, desire. It could come through new ideas coming in. It's all there. And it may come from Pluto is about the deep dive. Pluto is about, well, what's in the shadow? Let me pull it up. You know, it can be secrets. It can be things we don't look at often. We bring these up to be healed. So all of this could be activated by ideas, by what we're doing, by people in our life. All that is. So the potential here is really potent for this form of personal transformation, evolution, empowerment. And this is the opportunity to go deep into our personal truths, because when we allow those truths to surface, those things that we may not want to look at, things that may challenge us because it's been painful in our past. This is when we're getting this opportunity to really allow for the things to come up, to be seen, to be shared in some cases for our own personal healing journey. It's a powerful time. And I think of all of these things as preparing us for February when these new cycles really start to take form, start to manifest. So we've got this beautiful opportunity to do even more personal work. That has been, we've been in this for 2.5 years, depending on where things are in your own chart, but this becomes important. And I was listening to an astrologer who I can't remember who it was, which is really unfortunate. He was talking about Aquarius as integrating all the different pieces of ourselves, owning them all. So that's the individual, the uniqueness, the individual pieces of ourselves. And when we own them all, then we can actually, you know, that we are the collective. We're each our own unique collective of all the bits and pieces of ourselves. When we can own that, when we can know that, then we can step into our own unique future. But there's a place here where it's like finding all the disparate pieces of ourselves that are unique and that are maybe separate, and bringing them into our awareness. And it's almost like opening up our, it's like opening up ourselves and containing all the pieces of who we are, all the bits. And some of them, looking at that Pluto right now, may not have been seen, may have been hiding in the shadows. This is our chance to really bring ourselves into a new form of wholeness. And there may be, because of this connection to Pluto in the outer world, some of these planets, like a Pluto and Mars together, can be very dynamic, can even be violent, can be challenging externally. We can use this for the courage, Mars, the courage to go deep into our own shadow. We can use this energy however we want, but to recognize that out in the world, there's a lot of things that are, it's very dynamic right now, and there's a lot of things that may get stirred up. And when that happens, instead of getting drawn into the drama or the that power, that struggle for power, that our job is to stay focused on who we're becoming. That's our job. So when things get really intense in the world, which it probably will in on some form, it's already happening, but it'll be even more, it's potentially more so. We don't have to get caught up in that. We can actually use that very same energy to bring ourselves back to, wow, what pieces of myself am I going to have the courage to examine? How am I going to bring all the pieces of myself together so that we can step into this future in a unique and like we're empowered to be who we are. So it's an incredibly, and I love this remembering, Sasha wrote that one, remembering your future self. That's a part of what we're doing, remembering, we're bringing ourselves together for our future self, how we were going to be in the future, which is beautiful.
Awesome. So again, if everybody can check your notes, some of you got personal ones directly to you. And again, if you want to dialogue with me, please feel free. Sometimes it's not super clear what your guides are getting at, but the magic is there. So yep, feel into that for yourself. And again, if you have, more to say or more questions, please feel free. So we're moving into this next focus, which is aligning with our authentic values, perspective, self-expression, action. Some of you have already put in this piece around authenticity into your intention. And that's, of course, very powerful. Valen's been talking about that for months and months and months, really, since probably mid-2024, maybe early 2024, right through 2025. So this is not coming as a big surprise. One of the things that I think is important is this idea of, and we talked about it last night in Inner Wisdom Circle a little bit, for those of you that were there, this idea of like, what does authenticity even mean? And how do we get at it? How do we get underneath it? And so that's a lot of what we're going to be working with throughout 2026, not only in Sacred Story, but we'll be doing it in this circle, in Inner Wisdom Circle. So the whole authenticity piece is going to be really alive for all of us through the year. And especially, we have some folks who have Aquarius in their chart. Oh, by the way, Valen, Wendy Moore was just asking if you could please double check her moon sign, because I can't do it because I'm running slides. Okay, thanks. So integration, and that's another kind of key word for 2026, brings wholeness. Owning all parts of yourself unlocks a future uniquely yours. Okay, we're going to do a little ritual. And usually I do the long piece at the end. And this time I'm going to do the long piece now. And the journey at the end is going to be a little bit quicker. But this is where we landed. So if you want to settle in, feel free to turn your video off if you like. It doesn't show up for anybody except me, but just in case you want to, that's all good. And if you want to just kind of settle in, if you want to lie down, that's all good. If you want to close your eyes, that's all good. If you want to take notes, that's all good. Either way. Okay, so let's just take a moment to be present to ourselves, hand on the heart, maybe hand on a belly. If you want to just do one hand or two hands, whatever you like, one on the heart, one on the belly. And just breathing, noticing your breath and really inviting that breath in, that prana, that life force energy. Noticing the miracle of breath. What an extraordinary thing it is. We don't have to chase it or strive for it. It just arrives. It's just present for us. Every single time. Hundreds, thousands of times a day. So inviting that life force energy into the body, the sacred vessel. And we're going to begin this little ritual of embracing authenticity, a ritual of remembering myself back to me. This is a sacred reclamation of the pieces that you left behind or offered to others or tucked away for whatever reason. And now those pieces are ready to return home to you. So in this sacred space that we hold for you, we're going to invite these beloved parts of ourselves to return because we're ready to live from fullness this year. So let's tune in to how we can come home to ourselves again. First thing we're going to do is we're going to bring awareness to these sacred pieces of ourselves that we've somehow lost track of or disconnected from. Maybe pieces that we didn't even notice were slipping away, pieces that were forgotten or set down somewhere or left behind. That might include the spark of playfulness that you set down in order to be taken seriously in your life. A creative expression left behind during a season of survival. A boundary you pushed aside to keep the peace in a relationship. These are all natural parts of you that now feel far away. There might also be some misplaced fragments that faded slowly or got forgotten in the noise of life, your personal opinion, drowned out by outside authority. Your intuitive knowing buried under years of productivity or being overly conscientious. Your sensuality that might have gotten dulled by stress or caregiving. These are all aspects of you that have wandered out of reach. There are pieces that you might have given away, handed out, for fear of not getting what you needed or for a longing. You might have handed out your truth. You might have traded that in for approval. Or your energy or your resources or your dreams that have been placed in somebody else's hands. Or your fierceness that you softened to fit inside someone else's version of a nice person. And know that you can receive a piece back even if you once abandoned her. All bets are off. All rules are being broken. What about those pieces that you temporarily shared or loaned out, aspects of you that were offered in service or care, the caretaking job that's no longer yours to carry? We've talked about that a little bit in the chat already. The voice you lent to others' causes that wants to speak for you now. A version of you shaped by someone else's needs, now evolving into something uniquely yours. Parts that have done their sacred work outside of you and are now ready to come home. And let's not forget those pieces that we've held back, waiting for a better future to arrive. Sacred parts stored up for when it's safer or better. A sacred dream waiting in your heart for the right time to emerge. Your fullest expression of magic saved for when it's less scary to come out. A version of yourself that already exists unshared with the world. These are all versions hidden or denied that maybe are ready to shine. So consider one or more or all of those. And say to yourself, With gratitude, I release any judgment, shame, or self-blame that I have about fragmenting myself in these ways. I honor the purpose, whatever that was at the time, of these actions that I chose to take. I call back the parts of me that know who I am the best, the pieces that remember, the fragments that feel like home. I welcome them now so I can return to myself with grace. I am whole. So take a moment or two to sit with that energy for yourself if you like to journal or if you want to sketch or draw or doodle for yourself. Please feel free to do that. If there's anything that you want to share around this, please go ahead and do that in the chat, either again, personally to me or to the group. Wendy, we have an answer for you, so you might want to check the chat for that. And just so you know, I think Belen is going to talk about, Neptune. I was going to say she might be talking about Jupiter. Jupiter is in Cancer and very much part of that whole Capricorn stellium activation that Velen talked about earlier this evening. So Jupiter being that big magnifier, the expander. So anybody with moon rising or sun in Cancer is going to be feeling that right now. And particularly those pieces around the need for self-care, honoring your self-care and that self-nurturing, that self-love, and finding that place of where you feel safe and secure. So settling into that, I'm going to hand it back over to Valen to finish our piece here around Neptune.
So this Neptune moving to Aries is something that we have literally been talking about certainly for all last year, because there is, in February, Neptune joins Saturn in Aries, and it's the manifestation of the new, this place that has not happened for millennia. Some people have found it 4,000 years, 6,000 years back, 4,000 BC. But literally within our civilization, this is something that's absolutely new. So this is the first piece. And Neptune is the dream. Neptune is the vision for ourselves. It's the ideals. It also can be, and certainly when it's in Pisces, a level of, I don't really know, and I can't really see clearly. I'm maybe confused about what I'm moving into. And the place for all of this is to find self-compassion and to find the connection to the dream. So following the dream is the call all month to tap into the dream, to hear the intuitive voice, to hear that inner guidance. And January 27th, Neptune steps into Aries for the first time in 180 years or so. So this is new energy. We've not been here before. And Aries is really the strong I am. It's the courage to be who you are. It's following your passion. It's following, it's starting things that are right for you. And Neptune is this intuitive, mystical energy. So all of this is okay. There's the beginning of it's time to take action on our dreams. We've spent a year dreaming things in. We had, for everyone, we had a taste of this in the summer, particularly June, July, August, but Saturn or Neptune a little bit earlier. So you might even contemplate what was initiated or what hints came up last summer that may be something that you want to follow through with now. So what's probably going to be the feeling, of course, we're not there yet, but this sense of being readiness, feeling, Neptune's feeling, the readiness of this new beginning, being ready. This is where the piece where the new year may more strongly feel like, okay, now it's beginning. And what we are going to be dreaming in will soon take form, certainly in February when it connects with Saturn and Saturn's manifestation. So we're maybe not quite manifesting yet, but there's actually some action that can be taken, even if it's simply to really examine the dreams, like really focus on it, your desires, your who you are in what you envision for yourself. And there may be a sense of, I'm not really sure. That's the Neptune. I can't really see clear. I don't know. I don't know what we're moving into. And the Neptunian piece says, trust your intuitive guidance. Because when Neptune gets confusing, or when there's too many decisions, or when there's a lack of clarity, the place to go is to the inner guides. Trust your intuition, trust your gut. That's the piece where that can really be helpful. And over the course of this time, so if Neptune is the dream, Neptune's the intuition, Aries is let's take action, let's go, let's move, let's do stuff. There's a certain impatience around it. What we can be doing all the way through this month is practicing staying connected to the energetic flow while we are navigating our life, because this is going to be the new way that we are going to be offered to live our real life, to live our day-to-day, live the mundane. And what we can do right now is start to really acknowledge that this is a new way, trusting our intuition as we're not sitting in meditation. We're actually walking through our life. We're taking action. What does that look like? It's a beautiful time to work with this. And even into February, when, it's about to meet with Saturn, but hasn't quite yet, we get this chance to really work with this, be in the flow, be in the cosmic flow. And I'm just looking at my next point. Oh, to recognize that Neptune also dissolves things. So here's the pieces. It's the illusion. It dissolves boundaries. So this is also a chance to let go of the places that actually aren't who you are anymore. What isn't aligned? Let them go. Let that dissolve. Let the illusions fall away as to who you expect to be, who you think you are, who you think you're supposed to be. This is a beautiful time to examine that and just let that go with Neptune, with compassion, heart energy. And oh, I already said this. So reflect on last summer for clues about what is about to unfold. Some people, some clients have had very, very, very poignant, direct, unbelievable. Yeah, that's where you're heading starting last summer. Some people, for me, there's a hint. I've got this hint. It's like, oh yeah, I can feel it. I don't know what that means. So it may be different for all of you, but consider, particularly June, July, August, what may have been even an idea, if not an actual thing that happened. So something to consider, something to contemplate, because all of this starts in February. So we're into the new at the end of January, but we're also still in a form of prep, personal preparation, because it's going to become very dynamic over the course of this year. This is our sort of last jumping off point where we really ground ourselves, where we really keep our structures in place, where we really get our support systems in place, where we get ready to take action and make things real. We're a little bit still in that prep place, which is beautiful. We get this little extra time before things really start to shift.
Lovely. Thank you. Okay, so we are running a little long this evening. We had some extra pieces today, especially because it's, we're at the beginning, starting a different time, and so on and so forth. But we do want to land here around this idea, as Velen was just talking about, practice taking action while staying in energetic flow as a new way of navigating life. We talked about this also a little bit last night, this idea of being on the energy work, the table, if you're doing chiropractic or something like that, being on the practitioner's table and being aware. So, dreaming the dream awake, you are in that space. Yoga nidra can often bring you into that spaciousness, also, if that's something that you practice. A kind of meditation, also, similarly, right? We're awake, we're aware, but we're in a slightly altered state. And what we want is to be walking around like that. We want to be able to feel intensely, to be aware of the energy shift around us, but to not be taken up into the flow. We don't want to disappear with the big wave, right? We want to be able to ride that wave so that we can stay awake, aware, alert, and navigate, in roughly speaking, the direction that we want to go, working with the energy that is already flowing. So, dreaming the dream awake. Let's take a moment to settle in. We're just going to do this for a couple of minutes and you can continue on your own time. But again, if you want to, we're still recording, and then I'm going to take us off the recording and stop sharing. And if you want to stop sharing the slides, and if you want to share what's gone on for you, or if you have any questions, etc., we will be here for you. Okay. So let's take another moment to just kind of settle in, feel into our bodies, and be present. And this time, we're going to bring both hands to the solar plexus. So just above the belly button, that third chakra, that's your place of your I am. And that's a beautiful place to settle in and check in with what's happening in your body, what your desires are, what orientation you have in the world. So it's how we meet the world. In some ways, it is determined by your ascendant, your rising sign, but there's a piece of your natal moon in there, which is one of the reasons why we're working with that feminine moon energy. It's part of who you are, how you show up, what drives you in terms of finding your own security, your safety, what's really meaningful to you. So bringing awareness to where your hands are, bringing awareness to your belly, above the belly button, that central solar plexus area, that I am. And breathing into it, again, inviting that prana, that life force energy into the body. And once again, sensing the miracle of breath, the gift of life force energy that it brings, the ease, the way in which your body breathes itself, whether you're paying attention to it or not. And once again, sinking your awareness down into the earth, feeling your feet touching the ground, probably not in bare feet at this point, certainly not in this part of the world, but having an awareness of your toes, wiggling your toes, sinking your heels down into the floor, sinking your tail down into your seat, rolling the shoulders back as you open the heart a little bit more. Extend yourself out and open yourself to the energies that are available to you. And notice that there is always a flow within you, even when you are still or relatively still. There's always flow, there's always movement. The cranial sacral fluid, the blood, all of the waters of your body that make up such a large percentage of your physicalness are always in flow. And we're going to connect with that sense of flow and ask the waters of your body to guide us, to introduce us, be a kind of hostess, and make an introduction to whatever energies are present that are new or fresh or different, perhaps for you in this moment, or something you've noticed in the last little while. Certainly for us, the light energy around us, the reflective light, and the light in the sky and in the snow and all around us has been so different and intense. The reflections have been so different. Grandmother refers to these new pieces as compounds, new types of elements or element combinations. So we're going to use this primary element in the body, the waters in the body that those feminine waters that are ruled to some extent by the moon. And so in constant relationship with our natal moon, and for those of us with moons in water signs, that's an easy jump, an easy flow to feel into that. But even if your moon is in a fire sign or earth or air, no matter, still it rules the water of your body. So allowing that fluidity to guide you, to point you in the direction of how to receive, hear, see, feel, sense, or know whatever new compound or element is making itself available to you in any given moment, even if it's just the different way that the light is reflecting off the snow, or the particular quality of color of mauve in the sunset, or the way the sky seems to lift and become higher at certain times of the day. Whatever it is that you're experiencing, allow the fluidity that is natural to your body to guide you. As you sense into this, sink back a little further as if you are sitting back into a large hand of support, holding you, cradling you, helping to remind you that surrender is safe, that who you are is always enough, that your authenticity will shine through not because you're pushing it or striving or grasping, but because you are accepting and allowing and loving yourself a little bit more. And so from this place, just settle into that awareness. And we'll pause our recording here. Okay, so that is it. That's a wrap for us for this evening. A little bit longer than usual. Thanks for hanging out. And just a reminder that our Sacred Story workshop is it lands us on the 1st of February, which of course is the first day of Celtic spring, that really sense of really the beginning of the new year. And as Velen explained, the month of January is we're so much more in the older energy still, and sorting out our dreaming and so on and so forth. And then we land on February 1st. And after that, our next circle, our next astral healing circle, is Wednesday the 4th at 6 p.m. Eastern time, 3 p.m. Pacific time, 5 p.m. Central time. And we will then be offering the first of the sacred support circles related to this workshop following that free astral healing circle. So astral healing circle from 6 to 6:45 or almost 7 Eastern time. And then from 7 to 8 will be the sacred support circle. We will put that in the email. We will put that on the website, and we will send reminders. So not to worry if you've already registered, you will be receiving all that information. So thanks again for being with us, and we look forward to being with you again next month. Bye-bye.